Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Boy, the Cardinals, in an effort to improve on last season's 8-8 record, are really using free agency to bolster an already talented roster. They've agreed to a one-year, $8 million contract with former Bengals receiver A.J. Green. He had a little over 500 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns last year. The Cards have also agreed to a trade with the Raiders for an offensive lineman. Arizona would receive center Ronnie Hudson and a seventh-round pick from Vegas in exchange for the Cardinals' third-round pick in next month's draft. Now, it was a busy Wednesday for Zona as they said goodbye to longtime corner Patrick Peterson. The 8-time Pro Bowler is signing a one-year, $10 million deal with the Vikes. He had 61 tackles and 3 picks for the Cardinals last year. And like Peterson, Hassan Reddick is leaving the desert as well. Reddick led the team with a career-high 12.5 sacks. He's agreed to a one-year, $8 million deal with $6 million of it guaranteed with Carolina, according to NFL Network's Mike Garofolo. It's a reunion for Reddick, who is now going to play for his former college head coach, Matt Rhule, while the two were at Temple. Linebacker Kyle Van Noy is reuniting with his former head coach, Bill Belichick. It's a 2-year deal worth up to $13.2 million. Van Noy won a pair of Super Bowls in New England before heading to Miami last season. He had 69 tackles and 6 sacks as New England remained busy during free agency. NFL.com's current top available free agent is wide receiver Kenny Golladay, but he may not be on the market much longer. Here's why. The former Lions wideout has a visit scheduled with the Giants, and according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, there is mutual interest between the two sides. Another NFC East team in the market for wide receiver help made a move yesterday. Former Panther Curtis Samuel has agreed to a 3-year, $34.5 million contract with the Washington Football Team. He filled up the stat sheet in 2020 with 851 receiving yards plus 200 yards rushing for 5 total TDs. 2-time Super Bowl champ Shaq Barrett meeting with reporters yesterday after signing a new multi-year deal to remain with the team. Here he is explaining why he chose to stay in Tampa.
Initially, it was some interest from other teams building up, but as we got down to the nitty-gritty, it wasn't too many calls coming through. But I was always focused on being back here. There was nowhere else I wanted to be. And I knew the salary cap was a problem. It's going to be a problem. But I'm happy we was able to get it done at a fair rate, or not a fair, great rate for us and a great rate for them. I'm excited, man, and I'm just happy to be back. It's like no reason that I would ever want to leave down here. Man, we're doing it right down here. We got a great group of guys. I'm excited to be here for another 4.
New Patriots tight end Jonnu Smith, fresh off of agreeing to a 4-year, $50 million deal with New England, joined NFL Network's free agency frenzy coverage. He envisions teaming up with recently acquired tight end Hunter Henry, and they are going to give opposing defenses fits in 2021.
I've seen the success, that they had, with 2 tight end sets years ago. And, it shows, how creative they can be. I know me and Hunter, I'm sure we, I'm competitive, and I'm sure he's a hell of a competitor as well. So, just being able to go in there and, always shout out, work each other, man, is only going to make us better. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm just excited for the opportunity, and, I'm just ready to get to it. A lot of teams, really don't, lean on 2 tight end sets the way the Patriots do, but, the Patriots win. And, that's what they've been known for doing, in the past couple of years. So, I'm ready to get this thing going.
Now, to see who your favorite team signed, be sure to check out NFL.com. And for the latest news and insights, be sure to watch Free Agency Frenzy only on NFL Network today at 1 p.m. Eastern. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.